Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, October 16th. Utah Congressman Rob Bishop introduced legislation this week that would place limitations on the 1906 Antiquities Act. The law could have lasting impacts in Colorado and Utah. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KSJD, Austin Cope has more from Cortez.
The National Monument Creation and Protection Act would require a president to obtain support from cabinet secretaries and state and local governments before declaring national monuments larger than 640 acres in size. Though a president could unilaterally make an emergency monument designation of any size, that declaration could only happen once and last for up to 1 year. The act would also make natural geographic features and other natural objects besides fossils and human remains ineligible for monument protection. Finally, it would allow a president to shrink existing monuments by up to 85,000 acres or more with the approval of state and local governments. In a statement, Bishop says the Antiquities Act is, quote, too often used as an excuse for presidents to unilaterally lock up vast tracts of public land without any mechanism for people to provide input or voice concerns. Colorado Congressman Scott Tipton agreed with Bishop in a committee hearing on Wednesday.
I don't believe that reforming the Antiquities Act to bring it back to its intended purpose in protecting public lands and national treasures are mutually exclusive. We can do both.
But environmental groups, including the Center for Biological Diversity and the Center for Western Priorities, called the legislation, quote, appalling and, quote, one of the most extreme attacks on America's public lands since the Antiquities Act was signed into law. The bill has not yet been scheduled for a vote. I'm Austin Cope in Cortez, Colorado.
Official charges have been filed in the murder of two girls, believed to be ages 10 and 7, whose bodies were discovered in early September on a farm outside of Norwood. The 7th Judicial District Attorney's Office formally filed charges October 6th. The suspects, charged with two counts of first-degree murder, are 37-year-old Madani Seyous of Haiti and 36-year-old Nashika Bramble, a U.S. citizen, who was the mother of the two dead girls. Seyous also has two children who are living on the Norwood property and are now in the care of the state. Seyous and Bramble also face two counts of child abuse resulting in death. Three other suspects are charged in the crime. 23-year-old Frederick Blair of Norwood and Ashford Archer, 50, of Haiti, face two counts of child abuse resulting in death and one count of being an accessory to a crime. Kara Sandolphin, age 53, of Jamaica, faces two counts of child abuse resulting in death. All five suspects are being held at the San Miguel County Jail. Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member Koto reporter Kara Pallone, along with the editor of the Telluride Daily Planet newspaper, sat down with District Attorney Dan Hotzenpiller last week to discuss the case. Here is a portion of that interview.
Of course, there's so many rumors going around and so much speculation just because there haven't been any details released about this. And there's been a lot of conversation that this was like a religious cult or that there was some sort of voodoo involved in this case. Is there any truth to that?
What I can tell you is that it was a group of people living together in a remote property. And I'm going to be really cautious here only because when we start looking at the word cult or, you know, that kind of has certain meaning. So let me just tell you this. We certainly are investigating the nature of this group. What were they doing for 3 months, over 3 months on the Norwood property? How were they structured? How did they relate to each other? But, you know, this isn't Jones down in...
Well, so, I mean, it's not a Jim Jones situation. I mean, that's right. A completely different situation. But, I mean, Kara is hearing the same things I'm hearing, and that is that these children, their lives were taken for some sort of bizarre, in our world, bizarre religious purposes. I mean, is that part of your investigation? Can you speak to anything to that? Because that's what everybody's talking about in the community.
Well, I can certainly tell you that's part of our investigation. which doesn't really answer your question very much, or anyone's questions very much. I can tell everyone that this is, you know, as Sheriff Masters first said too, this is a disturbing set of developments in that two children are found deceased on a remote property with a group of adults on that same property on that same day.
Along with Delta County and much of the Western Slope, the Roaring Fork Valley's health insurance costs are already some of the highest in the state. From Aspen Public Radio, Allison Bektesh reports that those numbers could rise even higher due to an executive order President Trump signed last Thursday.
Trump says increased competition in the insurance marketplace will lower premiums, and that this can be done by allowing insurance companies to offer low-cost, low-coverage plans. Adam Fox of the nonpartisan nonprofit Colorado Consumer Health Initiative says this might not be the case for Colorado's resort communities.
There's really no way with those kinds of health insurance options to guarantee that people would have a base level of coverage. And that means that those people that really do need a broad range of healthcare services would have to continue buying private insurance, and those premiums would get even higher. And that's a huge concern, especially in those areas of the state where health insurance costs are so high.
The executive order will not cause immediate change. It's more a directive to regulatory groups to start changing things. New rules are expected to apply to Coloradans in the individual marketplace and those receiving health insurance from small workplaces. Allison Bektesh, Aspen Public Radio News.
And in a follow-up, Governor John Hickenlooper responded to President Trump's executive order. He said in a press release, quote, "Cutting the cost-sharing reduction payments is cruel and irresponsible. Beyond the 45,000 Coloradans who rely on this program to make insurance more affordable, hundreds of thousands of Coloradans will see their premiums increase even more. Congress should immediately fund the cost-sharing reductions through at least 2019. The administration and Congress should work in an open, bipartisan way to stabilize the individual market and make quality health insurance more affordable for all Americans. Governors are willing to work with Congress to stabilize our health insurance markets, but to undermine the individual market is cruelty without benefit." End quote. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.